Welcome everyone to our last thing of the year. I'm very excited to know how it went in Icon 60, since unfortunately I was not able to attend. So let's start with that. Tell me, how was it? Nothing exceptional? Yoki and Ale, you have your hands up, so let's start with Yoki.
I lowered my hand when I saw that Alan raised his hand, so please, Alan, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Yoki. Alan here. Frankly, I was just going to start talking and hoping that maybe Hiro or Barak will jump in. I thought it went quite well. I was looking at the survey, and I was interested in some of the feedback. I think some of the content, like now that we're into elections and things like that, can affect what is doing. Certainly, from my own narrow point of view, I don't have any pinpointed commentary in terms of the organization of it, which I think is the most relevant for us. But overall, as I said, I thought it went very well. But I'll let someone else speak. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. For example, one thing that I wanted the working group to look after was how did the meeting with the ICANN board went, having them in our room. Was that a good idea, or we keep moving to the main hall with them? Alan, your hand's still up, but I don't know if it's a new one or an old one.
Well, it's an old one, but maybe I'll take the chance to speak anyway. I didn't notice any difference. I had to miss part of it. I think your question is, did the dynamic of the exchange was changed because they came to us as opposed to us going to them? I'm not sure I noticed anything one way or another, so that would be my comment. I would ask others just to, if they remember, whether they felt the number of board members participating was reduced because they had to move. So I'll just put that question into the floor. Thanks very much. And now I will lower my hand.
Thank you very much, Alan. Hiro? Don't forget to unmute your microphone here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. So sorry. I felt that the board meeting, the meeting with the board was very good. At least I felt that it was more intimate atmosphere than the bigger hall. So it was nice this time.
Thank you, Hiro. That's something I was very looking forward to know, because we were concerned on the space, on the dynamics of the room, and if it worked better, or if it was just safe. For what I can hear from you and from Alan is that it was a very good idea to have them in our room. So if we have the chance to have them again in our room, maybe we will do that. Thank you very much. So now on the screen we can see the action items that we had from our last meeting in October 10th. We are just discussing the action item number one. How did it went? Apparently nothing worth mentioning, nothing out of the ordinary, except, of course, having the board come into a room. The action item number two, it's the typos were corrected and the print version of the Abu Dhabi agenda, it's done, and it was done before the meeting. And also the secretariat was to send out a doodle poll for this meeting, and of course that's completed too. From my side, I was a remote participant, and I must say that it was a very good experience. I've never done that, as in being fully remote. I've done remote participation during ICANN meetings, which can be really crazy. And it was a very good experience. The video streaming was very nice, and the audio was very nice when people spoke to the microphone, of course, because when they were whispering near a microphone, that was very hard to listen. So we need to keep telling people to speak to the microphone, so it's a full experience. And having the chat available for any intervention, I felt like I was in the room, except that I was at home, right? But it was a very good experience, and that's why discussing with Catherine and the secretariat, we decided to have a small paragraph added to the feedback on feedback from my behalf, as inviting people to use more remote participation in case they could not attend, as was my case. So it was added. Now you can see the screen. Oh, nice. It's very large and readable. Thank you. It's, I believe, in... Ah, there it is. Sorry. I was expecting it to be on green since I was suggesting in Google Docs, but now it is. So I added this small paragraph inviting people to use more remote participation if they cannot travel. And I think it's a good idea that we promote it a little bit more, since from the numbers I've seen in the ICANN by the numbers, we had there was a low participation in this last meeting compared to the other similar meeting in Hyderabad. So maybe it was too far away or people had problems with their agendas, but they could perfectly have participated remotely, except, of course, for the time zones and those details, but I think we should promote it a little bit more. Also, I did notice that some of the CCNSO sessions overrun a little bit. I know that sometimes we have discussions that are very interesting and we don't want to let the subject go. And also, it was noted by the secretariat that changing rooms can be challenging depending on the location. So as Yoke told me, this time it was a super large convention center, and even the rooms were sort of close. It was still some walk to go to one room or the other. So for now, we decided that it would be a good idea to add some time to move between rooms, just to allow the sessions to start on time and not taking part of the time of the session to walk to the session back. What do you think about this? Is it worth it? You can use your Adobe Connect buttons to say agree if you don't want to talk. Or disagree, of course. Okay, or the chat. Hi, Katrina, welcome. Yes, definitely. Think so. Agree. Perfect. So it's done. We will add some time to move from room to room. What else? Okay, so now that we are in the satisfaction survey, any comments? Yes, Alan, please.
I would just add a small point. I wouldn't explicitly put time in the agenda for moving between rooms because that might encourage people to go take a short break, but rather just to make the first session after just a little long to allow for the time for people to get in the room. But if you actually show people there's time in the agenda, they will go do something else. That would be my comment. Thank you.
Interesting. So what we should do then, Alan, is to instruct the chair of the last session to cut it short so that people can move from room to room? Well, not cut it short, but you know that the session actually ends before.
Well, just to take an example, if the first group after the movement from a room was four speakers of 15 minutes, I would actually make the first speaker schedule for 20 and then cut the others, recognizing that that speaker is going to start late. That's all I'm saying. So just to kind of build it in quietly into the agenda rather than explicitly. Thank you.
Okay, I have another suggestion just to have options and then we can decide what is best. How about putting the actual times on the sessions, but the starting session that could be in another room, let's say, I don't know, meeting with the GAC, could be 5 minutes later, but it's not explicit as in these 5 minutes is time to go to that meeting, but they start at different ending and starting time. So it's not explicit, but it's on the agenda. Otherwise, people could get confused, I think, especially the persons participating in the session. What do you think? Yes, Katrina?
Yes, hello. Hope you can hear me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a very good, tricky question, and I kind of agree with Alan's assumption that people will assume that they can have a break, and I think that's true. Psychologically, that's what we all were going to do. But at the same time, I'm just thinking, yes, as you said, that if we have a meeting, for example, GAC, it is scheduled. We know it starts at that time and it ends at that time. And if we add 5 more minutes to that, to the end of our session with the actual, we were still going to use these 5 minutes for the session with GAC. So I don't know. I still think we should have these 5-something minutes to know that this time allows 5 minutes time for people to change rooms. If they want to take break, they will take it anyway. And that's what happens, actually. So we finish on time with, for example, GAC. We move to half-empty room, actually, and our old room. So I'd say that it won't change much. Yeah, I agree that this is psychologically an invitation for a break, but even walk from one room to another is an invitation for a break. So probably it will not change much if we have these 5 minutes for commute. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you, Katrina. I think what we can do is develop a first draft then share it with the group and see how we can put these 5 minutes. If they are hidden, as in the last session, during a little bit longer so people can move, I think it is a little bit confusing. But let's try. Let's try to place the actual times of the session, leaving the 5 minute gap without saying this is time for moving into the room, and see what happens. And if then we can either change it to a more camouflaged version and hope for the best. Do you agree with that? I don't see any objections, so yes, and Katrina says agree. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. So, from the, what are we, yes, the feedback on feedback. Any comments? And now the document is scrollable, I believe. Yes. Well, from my side, I think that having 24 responses is a lot. So, well done. I like when we have so many participation because people were engaged and they pay attention to the survey. Also having, of course, the face-to-face interviews helps a lot. And if possible, I would like to keep that for all meetings. I know that in the meeting B, that it's the short one, it's a little more complicated, but whenever possible, it will be a good idea. In general, as you can see, the overall, people are very satisfied with the meeting, so that's a thumbs up for us. There was one person that was somewhat dissatisfied, but in proportion, I think we're doing a good job. There's always room for making things better. Again, if we see the graphic from several points, as in how was the relevance of the presentations, the relevance of the sessions, the opportunity to exchange information, quality of the presentation, information available online, organizational arrangements during the meeting, and remote participation. In general, everything is excellent or very good, or good. So it's very positive. It's rare the case that it's fair or poor. Something that was really stressed in the comments was to have more documentation online and to put people up to date with the discussions, which is, I think, almost an impossible task, more than it's done already. Because so far, the Secretariat sends links to the community, as in this is the agenda, these are the links to the topics, these are the summaries of the topics, and I think that it's super complete. So I don't know how else to put people up to speed with some discussions, or if it's even possible. That was a comment that caught my attention. I don't know if you have any other suggestion. Maybe start sending these emails with more time in advance from the meeting. I seen one email in January, one email in February, and then one in March, so people have the time to read. What do you think? No? Well, think about it and let me know if you have any other idea.
I
don't think that a series of emails would have much impact. Well, I know, but for some reason I don't see Yoke or Kim as participants. But yes, please, Yoke.
Hi, Alejandra. Thank you. Yes, I'm not in the participant list, but in the host list in Adobe Connect. But
yes, I cannot see you.
That,
I don't know why. It seems unavailable for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem at all. What I wanted to say regarding information sharing, I think indeed that the information on the agenda is rather complete, but that some community members are maybe lost regarding what is happening in between the ICANN meetings. Like, for instance, the working group updates. If you missed one ICANN meeting, it might be that you're not very up to date on what has been happening in between. So I think if there is anything that can be improved, it will be more like the in-between meeting information and updates to be shared with the community. Thank you.
Okay. I agree with you. So maybe sending a couple of emails between meetings as in a summary from a meeting. Wow, that will be a lot of work. A bit short summary. As in, these were the discussions that took place in the meeting and links to the related material so people can read a little bit more. That could help. And maybe sending the email from the next subject a little bit earlier. Okay, there's something to think about. Yes, Youngam.
Hi, Jan, this is Joke. If you are speaking, we cannot hear you at the moment.
Oh, you don't have audio. Maybe you can type it on the chat and I can read it later. Okay. For now, we will continue. Oh, yes, no audio. I'm sorry. Kim will certainly help you in a minute. So moving on with the feedback. We got very good reviews, and now we have also... I'm moving on to the what aspects need improvement. This was something that I noticed also during the remote participation, that people were tired of the length of the day. Maybe it was too much. I don't know how to make it shorter. I think that's the time allowed, and people want to participate and to share their experiences in decision or so. But yes, it is there. Reduce the length of the meeting day. Not sure that's on our capacity, but we can think about it. Have more network opportunities. Yes, people miss the CCNSO cocktail, but again, sometimes it's not possible. And again, look for ways to increase interaction. So keep this in mind when we review the very first draft of the agenda that will be displayed soon, not just yet. But we need to think more about this because it gets a little tiring to be just sitting and listening. But we need to think about that. Again, this topic arises that interpretation facilities are needed. But We don't know if we have the budget for that. Yes, Alan, you have a comment.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Alejandra. You know, one question I have, do we send out anything to the chairs of the panels in terms of helpful tips for managing the session? Because I know, for me, a lot of the chairs simply introduce the speakers. I think that's an area where there could be some improvement, but I'm just curious, do we send out anything to the chair to kind of help them manage that? I don't know, Alejandra or Yoki, do we do that?
Yes, it is done. They get a very detailed document on things that they could do during their session, how to interact with the audience, how to use the green, yellow, red cards to ask questions. And if they want to stand up and be like roaming moderators, that's the written thing. And also this is session with them on site to remind them of this. And Yoke can complete anything I missed. Please, Yoke.
You didn't miss anything, Alejandra. Indeed, it's, there is both the briefing via email, so regular interaction with the session chairs, and there's also a prep session that we organize before every ICANN meeting, before every CCNSO members meeting on site while being in at the ICANN meeting venue. And I think this document was also shared already with the group on the CCNSO meeting program mailing list, but I will have a look and send it again or send the latest version. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Actually, Yoki, that would be useful. I'd just like to see how kind of specific we are in trying to get the chairs to be a bit more interactive to try and proactively manage the time, to try and proactively encourage any interaction. I know there's not a lot we can do, but actually, if you send it out again, I would like to look at it, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that another time if I feel there might be ways to kind of tweak that or make it a little better, at least put some ideas into that. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you, Alan. And yes, please, Yoke, send again the material for the chair so we can all review it and maybe add some other suggestions. Excuse me. So moving on with the feedback on feedback, it was very nice to see what topics people want to see in the next agenda. It's a lot. there is a need for a legal session and a lot of issues to focus on. Some of them will be deferred to the tech day because they're in the technical aspect of the agenda. So could be included in our agenda, but in a softer way. We'll see. There is a very interesting session suggested that the CCNSO community is facing generational change. Should we discuss how we could ensure business continuity? That's something that is very interesting. And well, I will continue to look at these topics in the proposed draft agenda. So let me see. People want a little more background on topics. We discussed that already. And this is something interesting that we could add to our survey. It says it might be interesting for us to discuss why do you attend ICANN meetings? What do you benefit from CCNSO ICANN? That is for us as the program working group, and also as the review of the meeting strategy that is taking place right now. That those questions should be asked, I think, in the survey, so we know what people are expecting rather than guessing. Okay, so I think it's time to move to the draft agenda, if we could, please. Unless there is any other comment on the feedback on feedback. Anything else you think it's worth discussing? No? Okay. So continuing with the the agenda is scrollable. With the preparing of the session, and this is the super first draft of the agenda, taking into account what was suggested on the feedback and what needs to be included for next meeting. So we start the meeting with the welcome and the overview, then the working group update. The sessions that you see in purple are the ones that we expect to have more interactivity. I see that Patricio has a question in the chat. It says, is there any information about the current status of the meeting venue in Puerto Rico? As far as we know, there's nothing that says that we won't be there. So everything points that we are moving forward to the meeting. And yes, as Katrina is reminding me, we will get more information tomorrow, since tomorrow we have a planning session with the other SOs and ATs for the meeting strategy as a whole. So as soon as we know, we will let you know. Thank you for asking. As I was saying, as you can see in bright purple, some sessions are highlighted. Those are the ones that we believe could have strong potential to be more interactive with the audience, and that could have a different format, or that could be more dynamic. If you see anything else that we could take into account, please let us know. So we have the policy session, and there's a update on the PDP, update on the work 5 in geographical names, and there's a discussion of the use of emoji in domain names, and that's the one that could be really dynamic. Session on decision as well as decision of participants. Then we have lunch. Then there's a joint meeting with the CAC, potentially. We don't know. This is our suggestion. Then it says explicitly there the room change transit. That's the one that I think that we could just omit, as in the line. Keep the minutes as they are, but not placing the explicit room change. 15 minutes might be I don't know the venue, but 15 minutes might be a lot. So we should see that. It may be 10. Then we have the icon update. After the coffee break, there's the CCNSO meeting strategy review that we intend to have in a very dynamic format, maybe making groups, discussing things. We still don't know yet. And after that, the legal session and the CCNSO cocktail, if confirmed. In the next day, there is a joint meeting with the ICANN board to be confirmed. We still don't know. Again, some room change transit if needed, because we don't know if they are coming to us or not. There's an accountability session that these will generate a lot of discussion, we hope, within the room, so it should be very dynamic. After the coffee break, session on trends and challenges in the domain name industry, again, another one that could be really dynamic. PTI update, and after lunch, a regional organization update, a contingency plan for CCTLDs in case of natural disasters. After the coffee break, CCTLD news, and we end with the CCNSO Council meeting. Please be reminded that this is just a very first draft to work on, so if you have any suggestions, ideas, please tell us. Yes, Katrina?
Thank you very much, Alejandra. Some just immediate comments. My observations are that with GAC, we usually have a very lengthy discussion in a usually very short time. First of all, we cannot start on time because GAC usually has very intense discussions, and so they overrun. They're not sticking to their schedule. They're not able because of all the discussions. So there's a risk that we start later than scheduled, and always we have many questions, and it looks like 45 minutes is not enough. So that's just a suggestion. Probably we should think about an hour-long session. On the other hand, with the board, last time, again, we had, I think we also had a one-hour slot, but it was pretty tricky to fill it with meaningful discussion, because we somehow managed to resolve some issues and discuss them very quickly. So maybe, I'm saying maybe, we could cut the meeting with the board shorter and make a meeting with GAC longer. It's one of the suggestions. Then I see this contingency plan for CCTLD in case of natural disasters. Is this the one we discussed with Maureen?
Yes, that's
yeah.
The one.
Yeah, but the idea wasn't just about contingency plan. It was the idea was to talk about how CCTLDs can help. First, CCTLDs in case of any disasters. Second, how we can help registrants and registrars. ALAC was interested to participate in this session, probably registrars. We also could invite registrars. Because apparently that's a hot topic raised by registrars, that people in affected areas, like in Puerto Rico, registrants, they are not able to renew their domain name. So somehow we have to address that. So here we could have a... It's not just about contingency plan for CCTLDs. The idea was to have it to have this discussion a bit broader. So I'm afraid that 30 minutes might not be enough.
Okay.
That's only, yeah. Okay, thank you.
I agree. Katrina, just a quick question. Should we seek a time slot with Maureen to have ALAC a participant?
Yes,
in
they wanted to participate, yes. They wanted to participate, they promised to invite them. And yes, as Barak just noted,
okay,
in the chat window, the idea was to ask .pr to give us an update of, just some case study of how it went and what would have helped them, what would have helped their registrars, their registrants, and then we can just build on that one. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Katrina. Alan?
Yes, thank you. It's Alan. So I was just looking at that time slot, and I certainly agree that maybe 30 minutes for that subject might not be sufficient. At the same time, I was looking at the hour for the regional organization update, and it reminded me of some of the comments and the feedback where there was a lot of one-way communication. I wonder if we could encourage the ROs to certainly they all do slides and they have them there, but maybe there's not a need to walk through everything that's on the slide, but so maybe they could just, maybe we could shorten the time and they could just speak to, you know, the most important developments or something like that, see if there was a way to tighten that up. I think it's an important thing to hold, but, you know, it's not a particularly interactive session. So I just thought I would make that point. Thank you. Thanks.
Please excuse me, Alan. I had a little glitch with my connection and I could not listen to the start of your intervention. Which session were you referring to?
I was looking at the time slot, the block three, and my comment was to support the others on having the session on CCTLDs and natural disasters, and also supporting the fact that 30 minutes is not enough. And just looking at the 60 minutes that's allotted to the RRO update, I was suggesting that one needs to see if there's a way that we could reduce that by perhaps encouraging the ROs to, they could certainly do the written things that they always do, and those are on the website, but perhaps just to shorten the verbal commentary that accompanies it, with a view to making it a little tighter or punchier or whatever that I know with these English idioms, you know, a lot of people don't understand, but just shorter. So anyway, I'm sure Barak will have a comment on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Yes, now I understand what you're saying. Certainly, I agree with you. We need to see how to make that session a little bit more something else but the written update. Yes, Katrine, have your hand up?
Yeah, listening to Alan, I just got an idea that maybe we could dedicate the entire block three to this CCTLDs, can we help each other, help our registrars, help our registrants, and have all this together, an organization and CCTLDs in case of disasters, or how to call it. So, meaning that probably this discussion could be led by ROs, because ROs, as you mentioned, lack TLD, they're helping, they're working trying to come up with some solutions to help those who are in these horrible natural disasters. So actually, they could have this discussion, because, well, at the end of the day, CCNSO is a platform for all regions to work together, and maybe this is the way how regional organizations, first they can share their experience, and then you can somehow move forward and talk about contingency plans, about what they expect from ICANN, hoping ICANN help us to identify which registries need, how about registrants of which domain name. Okay, I think you understand. Yeah, the idea is how can we say that these registrants in those particular areas, they need help, they need more attention from, for example, if I see that we have a registrant from Puerto Rico and I don't know, ICANN or whoever says that, yeah, in Puerto Rico they currently experience a lot of problems. So we can help them and we can wait and extend this registration period, wait for a couple of months, it's not a problem. But perhaps we need some authority who could accumulate all the information and say, okay, these are the countries where our registrants are affected. And then, yes, of course, regional organizations can help CCTLDs in their areas, and regional organizations can work together, share information, and maybe even come up with some common ideas on how to improve this situation, how to help CCTLDs. Okay, that's just an idea, and so Barak, if you have any immediate reaction, any ideas, so we really appreciate if you could share them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katrina. I totally agree with this idea of having the ROs leading this session and maybe highlighting what they do in the regions and what could be done, or share information and having case studies. I'm not sure if Barak wants to say something right now. He's typing on the chat, so I will read what he types in the chat later. So, I really like this idea. Barak says, not really. Okay. And Youngam agrees that this will be interesting, and I think we should move forward and let them know what we are planning so they can prepare with time, and to bring at least one case study from the region would be awesome. Yes, I understand, Barak, your connection is not helping, but later when we send the notes from the session, if you have anything to say, please reply to the list and we can continue the discussion over email. Okay, having had a look at this very first draft of the agenda, do you think it is possible that we start looking for presenters for the CCTLD news session, for example? And to share this very first draft on the wiki? Is there any objection to that? So we can start working on looking for presenters? Okay, I don't see any objections. Yes, Joachim?
Hi, Alejandra, thank you. So based on the discussion today, there are a few adjustments, I believe, that need to be made to the agenda. So perhaps I could first update the current draft and share the new draft with the group so that you have, let's say, a week time to provide input. And then we can share the version that everybody agrees on as a first, very first draft version with the community. Thank you.
Okay, I totally agree. No problem. So it will be shared by email, and if you have any other comments, then you can let us know, and if at the end of the period, there's no more suggestions, then you can start the call for presenters. Yes, Katrina?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to stress that tomorrow we have a council meeting, and this also should be presented to councillors, so some more ideas could just emerge tomorrow.
Oh, yes. So I think I was very eager to start already planning for this. So, yes, we will wait for comments from the council and from the working group. And after that, if everyone is okay, then we can start seeking presenters. Thank you. excuse me. So do we have any other business? Does anyone have any other business? Yes, you okay?
Yes, Alejandra, thank you. Let me pull up another document. There's another thing that that we would like to present also to the council and to this group, which is the high-level draft schedule for ICANN 61. And it would be good if we could still send this out before the end of year break to the community, if this group and the council agrees. So the council meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, the 7th of December. And the high-level schedule that we are currently working on as a current draft schedule is that we start on Sunday with working group meetings. Monday, there will be Tech Day, and the CCNSO members meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. So on Wednesday, there will also be the council face-to-face meeting, and on Thursday, the PDP working group meetings. So that is a high-level, not very detailed schedule, which we should preferably share with the community as soon as possible, and once the council meeting has agreed that this is the draft schedule that we can work from. Thank you.
Thank you, Joke. Well, I agree that we should share this with the council and then see if the council agrees with this. Any comments from the group? Okay, I see none. So I'm not sure if you can hear me because my connection is shaky.
Hello, Alejandra. It's Alan. Can I just make a comment, please? Well, all right, I'll just make it in the... I'm a member of the PDP working group on CCTLD retirement, and we had a discussion before the Abu Dhabi meeting about the possibility of having two meetings, and there was some debate around that. And I think one of the issues was it was a little late in the planning, so I'm wondering if you could perhaps share this with me, or at least with us, because I notice it's not downloadable, because I'd like to put the question back to the PDP working group with the idea of having two meetings that week, one on Sunday and one on Thursday. So could you share this with us in the next couple of days? Thank you.
Hi, Alan, this is Joke. I'm not sure if Alejandra is still connected. She just writes in the chat that she's back. Good. Just want to let you know that also this slide has been published on the wiki. I will add the link in the chat later. So your comment has been noted. Thank you. Hello, Alejandra. Can you still hear us? I think Alejandra, her connection is not very well. So if you allow me to take over the chairing of this meeting and ask if there is anybody that has any other business that you would like to mention. If there is none, I would like to add that together with Alejandra, we discussed the possibility to have a next meeting at the start of the new year. So that would be between the 10th and the 17th of January, and the Secretariat will send out a doodle poll in order to schedule the meeting during that time of the year. If there is no further comments or feedback, I suggest we adjourn this meeting and we'll follow up regarding the action items noted today. Thank you.